According to the Pentagon, 33 U.S. troops were killed in war zones in 2017. 21 died in combat. Vera Bergen-Gruen covers the Pentagon for BuzzFeed News, and we have a link to her piece about U.S. military deaths in 2017. That's at hereandnow.org. She joins us from WLRN in Miami. Vera, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, can you put the deaths of these 33 U.S. troops into context for us? Because, I mean, on the one hand, the numbers aren't anything like they were at the height of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Correct. You know, people read this piece and I got a lot of feedback about how it didn't seem to really merit this kind of piece. But the thing is, of course, at the height of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan in 2007, we all remember, you know, that year, for example, the combined total was around over 1,000 troops who died abroad. And of course, at the same time, the troop total in Iraq and Afghanistan was 200,000, whereas now it's much, much lower. So it is, while it is obviously a proportionally lower number, at the same time, what we discovered by putting this together was that the troops who died in combat zones for the first time in 6 years, that number has risen. This year was 33. The last year was 26. So in context, you know, it of course, has gone down proportionally so. But it's less about the number and also more about the places where they died. They keep dying in Afghanistan, as they have for the last 17 years. But this time there was just as many troops dying, for example, in Africa as fighting against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. So that's a pretty interesting development.
Right. So that's actually kind of where I wanted to go next here, because, you know, nevertheless, we also are still talking about 33 troops who have died. 33 new Gold Star families. But to the point that you were making earlier, many of these soldiers died in places that maybe most Americans didn't even know there was a U.S. military presence, right? Yemen, Niger, Somalia. Can you talk about that in the context of the decisions that are being made in the Trump administration?
So President Trump has given the military a lot more authority to make these decisions. He has delegated a lot of that authority so that the military commanders can make these decisions on their own without having to pass through Washington when it comes to putting certain special forces on the ground or carrying out certain counterterrorism operations. And he has also loosened a lot of these restrictions that existed under the Obama administration, which many generals criticized as micromanaging things that they didn't understand. So what that basically translates to is in many parts of Yemen, in many parts of Somalia, they now have this freedom to put U.S. troops on the ground and carry out these kind of operations we saw with the raid in Yemen in January, where a Navy SEAL died, this patrol in Niger that went wrong. And so all these different operations now are happening in a lot of countries where before you just couldn't do it. So a lot of this is directly related to the Trump administration's loosening of these authorities and also giving the military a lot more power, basically, to do this on their own.
Mm. So you also write about a couple of trends that we've seen over the course of this past year. To be honest, some of them are quite disturbing. I mean, first, you talk about the trend towards less transparency from the Pentagon on how and where U.S. troops are killed. What have you seen there?
A lot of this lack of transparency is directly related to the increasing reliance on special forces. So what that means is that a lot of these special operations forces, and we're talking about Green Berets and Navy SEALs and these highly trained specialized groups, they are often operating in a lot of secrecy on classified missions. And so when things go wrong, as happened in Yemen, which was a raid on a compound that turned into this really intense firefight, or in Niger, which was supposedly a patrol, but we know that they were doing something else, mm-hmm. and then they were ambushed. In these kind of situations, we still don't really know what happened to them. The military doesn't really have to tell the public because they can say that it's a classified mission. So this lack of transparency, it's directly related to this over-reliance on special forces to carry these out. And it's also directly related to them telling us a lot less about the numbers of troops in a lot of these places. For example, for most of this year, we in the Pentagon press corps were told that there were 503 troops on the ground in Syria. And we were told this over and over again, even though privately we were told there were thousands. And finally, last month, they told us, yes, actually, that number is closer to 2,000 troops on the ground in Syria. There's been a difference between Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis and the president. The president, as he said when he announced his Afghanistan strategy, for example, is a big fan of saying that they want to take the enemy by surprise. We're not going to tell the public what kind of numbers of troops are on the ground and where they are, because that it's part of our military strategy. Whereas Mattis has said that he wants to be a lot more transparent, and he has put out a lot of these numbers, whereas the White House is trying not to. So there's this interesting kind of tension between how they're approaching transparency when it comes to troop levels.
Well, Vera Bergengruen covers the Pentagon for BuzzFeed News. Vera, thank you so very much. This was absolutely fascinating. Thank you.
Thank you.